Fairy Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can just see everywhere.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's just a wonderful place. We had the money to build us a house there.
On top of a hill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
yes,
nice.
Yes, that's the hill I was telling you about that we can see Sky 2, Collinsville, Sperry, Tulsa, and I believe Lester said one time, maybe Owosso, and it seemed like another little town that he could see from on top of that hill.
Hmm. I like that. I have some step relatives in Portland who built on a hill. They had very bad luck, though this is right in town, of course, and the town was built up and this hill was still there because nobody could build on it.
Oh.
And they built and they had several slides and they just had to haul in their yard, stone at a time, and build a big retaining wall. I imagine they put $16,000 or $17,000 just in their lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible thing.
Isn't that too bad?
Of course,
yeah.
Fortunately, he's a doctor of medicine and can afford it. Still, that's a frightful drain.
Yes.
But they have a park right behind them, so there are no neighbors to the rear. Just dirt sliding down.
Why isn't that a sign? Well, I wonder if he has planted a bunch of trees or anything behind there that to help stop all of that.
He's put in only small trees. But it's heavily forested out there anyway. Dogwoods and plums and things like that.
Oh, don't you know that's pretty?
Gee, I was out there in April and saw all of these things, and I didn't believe it. Camellias were all in bloom.
Oh, and
I thought, well, Portland is up there far north. It'll probably be quite severe. I'd been up there before, but only in the month of August. But the city is just full of camellias, bushes 15, 20 feet tall, and they were all in blossom.
Mm.
Boy, it was. I was quite taken by the city. In August, while I was back in 51, then it was dusty and dry. They hadn't had rain in a long time. They were suffering from it. But it wasn't at all attractive. But even then, there were wild berries all over.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we can just get ugly pretty fast when we have,
mm-hmm.
we don't have the moisture to help us along.
Did you collect sand plums when you were a girl?
No, no. Lester still does. He'd like to bring those in for me to make jelly out of, but I haven't. Oh, just one time I did. And I would, of course, if he brought them in. Grandma makes them a lot. But there are different kinds, you know, and
mm-hmm.
some of them will come on a little bit earlier, which helps the situation a little bit, and now that we can freeze them, we don't have to make the jelly right off.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
If Lester had a couple of apples and you wanted one, what would you tell him? If he had only one apple and you wanted a half of it, what would you tell him to do?
Oh, I'd probably say give me a bite or give me half of that.
Well, if he had a knife there and you wanted him to cut it, how would you ask him to cut it?
Cut that in half.
Hmm. And if something isn't right here with us, but it's off a short distance, what would you say? It's not here, it's just